I had a voicemail message on my phone line at the Women's Center, and it was from a very concerned woman in this community who wanted something to be done about the message that had been painted on that third rock at Picnic Rocks. And then she went on to inform me that the message said that had been painted on there was "Beat Your Wife." She was quite concerned and very upset and wanted to make sure that something was done about that. I did call her back, and I left her a message and thanked her for calling and ensured her that I would do whatever I could to make sure that that got taken care of.
Now, one of the things that was interesting on this is I know that you had placed a photo of it on Facebook, and that circulated around the community. Word got out about it a little bit, and sure enough, people stepped up. They said, "We got to do something about this. We don't want this out there for everybody to see."
You know, I think that was a devastating message to have sitting on such a public place in our community, and it's certainly not the message that this community wants to have out there. Contact was made with the city manager's office and the Parks and Rec Department, and that involved the Market City Police Department, and everyone just came together, you know, and that was all amidst that whole Facebook community. It's phenomenal. The word got out there, and the community members really, really rallied and came together to support the mission of getting that message removed.
Well, the interesting thing about it was, for me in particular, was we were tracking it here a little bit at the station on Facebook sites and everything, and I caught wind of it through some other folks. But we saw comments then from people that know Marquette or have been to the area from Texas, from California, from all over the country that know what Picnic Rocks is and what it's all about. And they were completely and totally against this happening. And as you said, it really is kind of a credit to the community stepping up.
You know, what I saw unfold yesterday to me was just absolutely phenomenal. This is a community that really cares, and everyone came together. And we're talking city officials, we're talking city departments, we're talking community members, colleagues, and the media. I mean, everyone just really stepped up, and it was phenomenal to watch all that unfold so quickly.
Obviously, you know, nobody is going to step up and say, you know, this message was, you know, supportive of it. You know, this is one of these things that people are going to say this was bad. But, you know, you never know what motivates a group of people or someone to do it as a joke or whatever. The key here is the message was put up there and really quickly was removed because people didn't want it to stay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you look at it now with the Women's Center in particular and you're involved with your involvement with that, you know, you were able to kind of get the word out a little bit for those that maybe aren't familiar with the Women's Center or don't know how to reach it or whatever. But it's really what you guys are about there as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, anytime something like this happens in the community, it's important that we all come together. And the support for the Women's Center during this process was just phenomenal. You know, we provide support services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. And anytime something happens in the community that revolves around anything to do with that, absolutely the Women's Center is going to step up and take action.
Tell me, in your words, just how it seemed to be that something that was a bad moment for the community actually turned into something good. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that.
Well, my thoughts on that is, you know, I've heard it said over the course of time that sometimes it takes something tragic to bring people together. Well, this was kind of tragic for our community, and people really stepped up to the plate and came together, and it really says a lot about who our community members really are. They're caring people, they're giving people. And they are so supportive, and they're willing to step up to the plate and take action. It says a lot about our community.
Well, just to wrap up with you, Phyllis, if people have any questions, they want to find out more about the Women's Center and the programs and services there, what is the best way to do that?
Anyone who has any questions about our program services or even how they can help, they can contact the Women's Center directly at 906-225-1346. Or they can call the Harbor House Domestic Violence Shelter. And that number is 906-226-6611.